Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you download us from. Thank you for doing that. This is 1219B. The B's are always great guests, and we have one to talk to you about bullying and the problems it presents, how common it is. And yeah, I don't know anyone who wasn't bullied a little bit in grade school and high school. Maybe there were some people who weren't, but this is what to do about it. And the site to think about it is standforthesilent.org. No punctuation, standforthesilent.org. And you'll meet our guest on that website. We, of course, are brought to you as usual by longevityplaybook.com. Longevityplaybook.com. Sign up for the free newsletter, and pretty soon the available e-coaching program. Actually, it's a voice coaching program for wellness and longevity there. It won't be free, but it is an amazing program as we're now in the final stages of testing it. And go to also lifefirstnaturals.com. They're the other sponsor, the makers of Trubiotics, Bovine Colostrum, and Dye Rescue. Go to their website to see the randomized double-blind controlled trials of where those are useful, how they help prevent upper respiratory infections, bloating after exercise, and even after an infection. But today, let's get to our guest. Our guest is a gentleman who went through a terrible tragedy, but has found strength through that to form the website. His name is Kirk Smalley. He's the co-founder, I assume with his wife, of standforthesilent.org, a website that deals with bullying. And let's get right to it. Kirk, how many people are bullied, and in what ages, and when is it most dangerous for the person to be bullied?
From my experience, you know, I see bullying as being worst in the middle school years, you know, sixth, seventh, and eighth grade. That tends to be the primary age group that we see bullying as being the worst. I think a lot of it comes because by the time kids are in high school, you know, they're starting to see that light at the end of the tunnel. They're getting into to extracurricular activities, you know, after school jobs, starting to look towards the future in college and furthering their education. But in middle school, bullying, you know, that tends to be a kid's whole world.
And are girls worse at bullying or boys worse, or is it equal between the two?
I believe it's equal between the two. I do see more cyberbullying from females than we do from males. You know, cyberbullying has increased over 75% since the pandemic began. It's really getting atrocious out there in social media.
So it's only in 4 years it's increased 75%.
Yes, sir.
Are girls more likely to take this personally and have a problem with it, or do boys do things? In other words, it was always said that, at least in my past, it was girls who actually committed suicide rather than the boys. Is that still true?
In my case, it isn't. My son was 11 when he took his own life because of it. And, you know, on our website, we have several children whose families have reached out to us and asked us to put their children on our website under those we honor. And it's about a 50-50 mix, unfortunately.
So part of this is you're teaching the parents about it, but also part of it is you're teaching the kids how to be resilient.
Yes, sir.
And you've given a ton of talks at middle schools and high schools about this. Is that right?
Yes, I've been to a little over 6,300 schools in the past 14 years I've been doing this. Talked to a little over 4.5 million kids. We have chapters of Stand for the Silent now in schools in 40 different states and 18 different countries. Going back to your previous question about girls and boys, taking their own lives. One thing that I can tell you, girls more often attempt suicide, but boys more often complete suicide.
Tell us, when you're seeing bullying in my era, and probably in your era, it wasn't cyber at all. We're too old for that, if you will. But it was kids bullying, and you'd find your own posse to support you. On the cyberbullying, there's no posse right there, is there?
No, that's correct. You know, I've been to schools where first graders have smartphones, and they're good on them. They know how to use them. They can actually build a Facebook account, a fake one, take a picture of somebody walking down the hallway, and they use an app called Photoshop, and they can make it look like that person's doing anything they want them to do. And then they can post that online and ruin someone's life with the click of a button. And with the new AI technology that's coming out, that terrifies me for the future of social media platforms for our kids.
So how do you protect? One is, I guess, not allowing the kids to have smartphones as early in life. My son doesn't, his daughter is in third grade, doesn't have a smartphone yet, but I imagine my daughter has three children, and none of them have smartphones except two that are allowed to play chess. So I don't know whether you could do that well enough. I mean, the kids can figure a way around that, I assume.
There are ways to protect our kids. You know, if you would have told me that my son was being bullied on Facebook, I would have said, well, delete Facebook and the problem solved. But that actually makes the problem worse. That's not the answer.
Why does that make the problem worse?
Well, now he walks into school Monday morning and everybody's pointing and laughing at him, and he doesn't know what's been posted online about him, on social media about him. It just compounds the issue. The thing to do, if you have children and they are on social media, first and foremost, you need to be on their friends list. If you're on Facebook or they're on Facebook, you better be watching what they say and do on Facebook. You know, that's just a rule that they're going to have to adhere to. Another item is, there are protections out there for our children. We highly recommend one called Bark, which is an app that you can put on your child's cellular device.
B-A-R-K?
Yes, you can put this app install it on your child's cellular device, and it monitors their social media presence. It'll tell mom and dad if they're being bullied on Facebook. And what I really like about it sends a message to mom and dad if their kid's being the bully.
So both ways.
Yes, sir. And then there's another one out there called TeenSafe, TeenSafe. And it's a really good one. You know, but a young growing mind needs to be watched over and protected. Sometimes they don't make the best decisions. You've probably heard countless stories about a young girl, 14, 15 years old, that thinks she's talking to a 16-year-old boy in the next town and makes arrangements to go meet him and ends up being a 45-year-old man or whatever. So, you know, I mean, those young developing minds have to be watched. That's part of our job as parents.
That's a fairly intense job if they're on social media for very much time.
That's correct.
Now, the other thing that this website does, and by the way, you can go to the website standforthesilent.org and see pictures of Kirk and Kirk in front of schools. You teach resilience, to be able to handle the bullying when it does occur, because it probably will occur no matter what, meaning there will be bullies, and even though you can spot them, there will be bullies. How do you teach resilience to the kids?
Well, first and foremost, our main message to all the kids that we talk to is, I am somebody. We give every kid that we meet and speak to a wristband that actually says that, I am somebody. We teach them that they have the right to be here. They have the right to be exactly who they are, and that we love the somebody that they are just exactly the way they are. The statistics in this country are staggering right now. Suicide has become the second leading cause of death in our young people in America, ages 10 to 24 years old. It's second now only to car wrecks. one out of every four kids, that's 25%, one out of four will actually have a plan on how they would take their own life before they graduate from high school. Most of these kids, we get messages by the hundreds and thousands from kids that we talk to that say, I never knew that what I was doing could cause what happened to your son to happen, and I'm going to try real hard to quit. We get messages from those kids that say, I am that one in four. I actually had a plan, knew exactly what I was going to do, and now I'm not, and I want to help you make that stop.
Is this a uniquely American problem, or is it a worldwide problem with social media?
No, it's worldwide. I've actually been to Australia and presented to schools over there. Like I said, we've got chapters in 18 countries now, and bullying happens everywhere. Kids are the same, and they face relatively the same problems all over the world.
Now, you also talk to the parents about talking to their teens about preventing suicide, about not taking their life. Talk to us a little bit about that, because this is and if people go to the website, standforthesilent.org, there's a thing for students and schools and parents and media and a store, but there also is a fair bit about, if you will, of the parent responsibility and the parent talking to the child. Tell us a little more about that, because there is a lot for the parents.
Suicide has always been a kind of a touchy subject. It's kind of been taboo. We don't want to talk about it. Heck, we don't even want to think about it, especially when we're talking about children that are taking their own lives. But it's important that we do talk about it. You know, I do open to the public evening presentations in a lot of the communities that I go to and speak at the schools. And we do a presentation at an evening for the parents to come to. And most of these kids that have a plan on how they would take their own life or are thinking about it, they think they're all alone in that. They think that nobody gets it, nobody cares, nobody knows what they're going through. They think they're all alone in that. And it's time that we learn to talk about it.
And talk positively to the kid is talking to the kid about how valuable they are.
Yes. Also, flat out asking them, have you ever thought about suicide? Do you have a plan? I had a lady that emailed me after one of my evening presentations, and she said, I went home and I talked to my 13-year-old and my 16-year-old, and she said, I asked them, I told them about what happened to your son, Ty, and I asked them, had they ever thought about suicide and did they have a plan? And she said, my 16-year-old told me that he had thought about it a lot, and he had many plans, most of which involved hanging himself. They discussed it more and decided to work on their communications as a family and spend more time talking together. And she said afterward, he went to his room and he came out about 5 minutes later and he gave me the most precious gift I've ever received. She said he gave me the rope that he had planned on hanging himself with. He had been hiding it under his bed for over 6 months. When we have these kind of facts and figures and statistics in our country, it's time we learn to talk with our children about it. We got to let them know that we can talk it out. We don't have to act it out. And that's the only way we're ever going to stop this.
I want to thank you for doing what you do, for arranging for the standforthesilent.org. And before we go, I want to ask you how you came up with that name. But before that, I just want to remind our listeners, we are sponsored by longevityplaybook.com. Go there to sign up for the free longevity newsletter. Obviously, it's at the other end of life from what we're talking about. It is how you can live younger for longer. And there is a free newsletter, as well as LifesFirstNaturals.com, the makers of bovine colostrum and True Biotics, two things you'll want to consider if you're over the age of 40. Now, Kirk, how'd you get the idea for that name for the website?
Actually, the name Stand for the Silent was came up with by a group of high school kids from Oklahoma City that heard about what happened to our son, and they started a Facebook page called Stand for the Silent. We heard about what they had done. I reached out to their director, and we made arrangements. I went and met with these kids, and we decided we couldn't just change their schools. We had a whole world to change. And then they donated their work, their Facebook social media page to us. They donated a pledge that they wrote for us. They gave us their logos that they came up with for t-shirts and wristbands and stuff like that. So I can't take credit for the name Stand for the Silent. That was all done by a group of children that cared about what was going on in our world.
Thank you very much for propagating it and for making it such an important way that people can help themselves. And for our listeners, you can donate to the standforthesilent.org website. There is a key or a block to hit to donate right on that website.
I want to give you one more resource real quick for parents mainly, but it also helps for kids. We have another website. It's called socialbullets.org. It deals strictly with cyberbullying. It still belongs to Stand for the Silent, but it deals strictly with cyberbullying. There's a very powerful video on there on that website that talks about cyberbullying, and there is also a downloadable guide that teaches you what to do if your kid's being bullied online, step by step. We screenshot everything. We document everything. That is evidence. So that's a great resource for people that, you know, especially older people like myself that don't have a clue what to do if my kid's being bullied online. So,
and tell me again the name of it.
It's social, socialbullets.org.
Socialbullets.org and standforthesilent.org. Thanks very much, Kirk. And thank you all who have listened to this. Kirk and his website creators and doing so much for it, and especially all of you who've downloaded our podcast. This is 1219B, so thank you for doing that. But let me just reach out and say, tell people about Stand for the Silent. You can tell them to listen to this podcast, but more importantly, tell them to go to standforthesilent.org, especially if they've got kids or grandkids that are at risk. I'm going to share it with my grandkids, my kids, and hopefully they'll share it with their grandkids this weekend. Thanks very much, Kirk. We'll be back next week. We hope you are too.